praise the Lord God Almighty, from whom all blessings flow. You are listening to Grace, to Glory and Grace Daily. Hallelujah. I always want to say grace and glory, but it's Glory and Grace Daily. From Glory and Grace Ministries, this is devotion 8 and 9 today, and each devotion is taken from Glory and Grace Daily, a devotional book written by Patrick Obin, M.D. He's a real doctor, cardiologist. He's a minister first. He has written 28 chosen daily revelations of grace to transform your life. I am missionary evangelist Linda Caceres, and I have the honor and the privilege to narrate each devotion on Gatekeepers Ministry International Radio Station and Broadcast that God has blessed me with and manifested in my life. So here's devotion 8, the full message of grace. For by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Grace operates in two distinct but related realms in our lives. They are the realms of being, quote unquote, being, who you are, and quote unquote, living, what you do or how you live. Spiritual catastrophe will be the result if we try to take one of these realms and exclude the other. Grace is partaking in the being of Jesus, the Beloved, as well as in his living. If we accept the being and rejoice in who we are in Christ, but live life short of that, or worse still, like the devil, a spiritual disaster occurs. If we try to live the life of Christ without first knowing and believing in who we are, another spiritual catastrophe will be the result. Grace shines from our being to our living. That's real good right there. Let me say it again. Grace shines from our being to our living. It is a continuous flow from the inside out. This concept is beautifully presented in the book of Ephesians. The first half, chapters 1 to 3, like our main scripture that I just read, teaches us who we are in Christ. It tells you that God has done what God has done for you and cautions you not to try to work it out yourself. The second half, chapters 4 to 6, outlines how you should live on a daily basis. These two halves are connected by the first verse of chapter 1, which says, I, therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live worthily of the calling with which you have been called, Ephesians 4, 1. You live worthy of who you are. God designed the Christian life to be an expression from the inside out. He does not want you to pretend. He makes you a butterfly and then asks you to fly. A butterfly does not struggle to fly. It is in its nature. Grace has made you a partaker of Christ, and then empowers you to live who you really are. Meditate. Are there works in grace, or are we to keep our arms crossed? See the next verse after our main verse, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, which is our main verse, but take a look on your own time to Ephesians 2, 10. Pray. Pray Ephesians 4, 1, so that God will enable you to live a life worthy of who you are in Christ. So let's pray that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray Ephesians 2. We pray Ephesians 4, 1. And we pray Ephesians 2, 8. I, therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, live worthy of the calling with which God has called me. That's Ephesians 4, 1. And we pray, for by grace I am saved through faith. This is not from myself. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, so that I cannot boast. Hallelujah. Act on the word. Bitterness is not compatible to your nature, nor is punishment, fear, jealousy, or hatred. If you are living in any of these or similar things, you are living another life that is not yours. Do you need to align yourself today with who you really are? While you think and meditate on what I've just shared with you and read to you, I'm going to play this song that will really be a blessing to you at this time.
Driving in your
Praise the Lord. You are listening to Glory and Grace Daily. Daily revelations of grace to transform your life. Devotion 9. You are accepted in the Beloved. To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made us accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians 1:6. You know, in this scripture, the word beloved is capitalized, a capital B. And that's capitalized because Jesus is the beloved. We are accepted in Christ. We are accepted in the beloved, Jesus Christ. Grace has made you accepted in the beloved. though the Greek word translated as accepted in the verse I just read is really more about favor being bestowed than acceptance. Being accepted in the beloved is consistent with God's grace. In fact, the first expression of grace in our lives is acceptance. Sin was the major reason why God rejected the offerings and sacrifices of people in the Old Testament. Grace is a gift of God's love to humanity, to all of us broken, sinful men and women. Despite the sins of humanity, God looks at us and still wants us. This is what acceptance really is. He looks at you, knows fully who you are, what you have done, what you deserve, and still wants you. He extends an invitation to sinful humanity to come and take the gift of grace to cleanse our sins and take away the barrier. The worst of sinners is welcome at the table. Acceptance creates a conducive environment for broken men and women to heal. It is a tremendous gift to every one of us. In His wonderful grace, God wants us. He then took a step to make us accepted through His Son's sacrifice. You are not only accepted, but have been made accepted. He asked us to come to Him with our dirty shoes. He did not leave the dirty clothes on us, but took them away and gave us a beautiful outfit. God wants us, even the vilest of us, the beautifuls. And He beautifies us when we come to Jesus. We are valuable to God in Christ. We are accepted. You have been made accepted. Meditate. How did God make us accepted? Read Ephesians 1, 5 to 8. Pray. Thank the Lord for not rejecting you while you were still in sin. Ask the Spirit to help you fully understand and see yourself the way God sees you. Amen. Act on the word. A direct application of the word above that I've read is that God is not rejecting sinners. He is not rejecting you, His child, because of sin. Do not run away from God when you fail, but rather run to Him. Be confident in His love for you today. If you mess up today, if everyone has thrown you off, including yourself, remember that He does not throw you off. He still wants you, even with all that mess, to make you accepted. Praise God. I'm going to tell you now that when God accepts you, it doesn't matter about anybody else. His acceptance is what matters. I'm missionary evangelist Linda Kazris, and I'm so grateful and honored that you've joined us for this Devotion 8 and 9. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., I will narrate Devotion 10 and 11. You can hear these devotions at any time you like on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry. Have a blessed day in whatever time zone you're in, morning, noon, or night. Be blessed by the Lord God Almighty. He loves you and has a great plan for your life. Meditate on that while I share this song with you.
Jesus.